This morning's gospel reading is from Luke chapter 6. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their disease. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace and peace to you this morning from our Lord Jesus Christ, who invites us into the sacred mix. So, what are you? That was a common question I was asked throughout my childhood. In my mind, I would go through this inventory of descriptors. I am a girl, I am a daughter, I am a student, I am so-and-so years old. But my thoughts would be interrupted with a follow-up question by the inquisitive person, typically asking, "Where are you from?" In my mind, again, another inventory of potential answers. I am from Oregon. I am from Portland. I am from 151st Street. But usually, before this introverted wallflower could begin to form an answer, the person oftentimes, with a plastic smile, would get around to the real question. What mix are you? Mix. It's a rather derogatory term or experienced that way. It was before more politically correct words like biracial surfaced in social conversations. Nowadays, you only hear that noun as it relates to dogs, to precipitation, and to music. What mix are you? It was a reflection of my neighborhood in school in the 1970s, which was of little racial or ethnic diversity. It reflects the temptation to sort and classify people into well-defined boxes: rich, poor, good, bad, Democrat, Republican. The world was more secure and made more sense for many people if there was clarity and order by understanding where I belong in relationship to where they belong. And this continued throughout my life, from college applications to even church. Although it's been almost 30 years ago, I vividly remember a woman's question to me in the fellowship hall as I had my cup of coffee after worship at a Lutheran church. She said, again with a smile, "I didn't know people like you could be Christian." People like me. It was a painful realization that even church consisted of people who felt the need to sort and were uncomfortable with mix, uncomfortable with people perhaps who don't easily fit within their prescribed boxes, but instead live in the vast space between binary or dualistic absolutes. Are there any other people who live in this in-between space by virtue of race or orientation or thought or beliefs or politics or anything else? Or is it just me this morning? There are others. My warm welcome to my mixies out there. Welcome. I understand that tribalism has been essential for the survival and prosperity of humankind, but it is this tribalism over and against others that diminishes our understanding and relationship with God. Richard Rohr, my favorite theologian, offers these words: "Our human dualistic mind can find comfort in binary either-or thinking. It knows by comparison, opposition, and differentiation. It uses descriptive words like good, evil, pretty, ugly, smart, stupid, not realizing that there may be 100 degrees between the two ends of each spectrum. Dualistic thinking works well for the sake of simplification and conversation, but not for the sake of truth or the immense subtlety of actual personal experience. Most of us settle for quick and easy answers instead of any deep perception. Yet depth and breadth of perception should be the primary arena for all authentic religion. How else could we possibly search for God?" And it is through this non-dualistic perception, entering into the space and truth and mix between either or, that we encounter this morning's gospel reading and the good news of the sacred both and. Now, surrounding Jesus is this great crowd of mixed people. Some disciples from varied backgrounds, including fishermen and tax collectors, Jews from Judea and Jerusalem, as well as Gentiles from the coast, the sick and the cured, and those who came to learn and those who came to be healed. Jesus does not meet them on the pious mountaintop of worship, but rather on the level place of the plains of ordinary human existence, as mixed people gathered together as one body to hear Jesus, to be in the unifying presence of Jesus. Jesus then offers these dualistic words, binary, either or words, that seem to divide this gathered mixed group of people into two boxes: the poor, the hungry, the mournful, the persecuted people who will be blessed and rewarded in heaven, and the rich, the full, the laughing, entitled people who will be woeful. Our pious temptation, of course, is to self-identify with the marginalized who will be blessed and rewarded in heaven, and to scorn the entitled and fulfilled and joyful. Yet in delving deeper with our non-dualistic goggles, isn't it true that we all have embodied both the blessed and woeful throughout our lives? Are there seasons of life when you have experienced hunger and at other times experience fullness in relationships? Can you be both mournful and joyful in your health? Have you felt both entitled as well as mistreated in your career? As Martin Luther asserts, we are all simultaneously saint and sinner. We are the broken and beloved people of God, not sorted and divided into either ors, but rather mixed and blended, living in the sacred both and. So as a both and people, where do we find hope? Jesus points to the kingdom of God, where all of the sorting and prioritizing of humankind is disturbed. By God's radical grace, we all belong, regardless of any human prescribed status or prejudice. And that kingdom of God is not only realized beyond this life, but in this life, here and now. As the readings from Colossians asserts, when we are earnest and when we are intentional about being a follower of Christ, we are clothed in a new self, renewed in a knowledge according to the image of our Creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek, Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. We're called to clothe ourselves with compassion and kindness and humility and patience as followers of Christ. And that inbreaking of the kingdom of God occurs when we see that Christ is in all of us, mixed, broken, and beloved people of God, a messy sort. In reflecting on our hunger, can we have more compassion for people who hunger? In reflecting on our own experience of poverty, can we be more kind to the people who are poor and wanting? In reflecting on our own sadness, may we have more patience with people who mourn. Empathy and grace break in and are shared through our lives. This is the sacred both and of the kingdom of God in which all belong and all are beloved and all means all. Our temptations of dualistic sorting is not necessary or even helpful, as our ripples of compassion and empathy and humility and justice and love continue to disrupt and diminish the convenience and security of tribalism and dualism. So welcome to the kingdom of God without simple answers or convenient assumptions, where we are not threatening strangers, rather we are all children of the same Creator God, both broken and beloved, and encouraged through love, compassion, grace, and promise from God and from one another. If we accept the truth of the kingdom, what remains is only to live in that truth and let that truth transform us. Let us gather and share and invite as a mixed people, gather together as one body to hear Jesus, to be in the unifying presence of Jesus. So, should anyone ever ask you, "So, what are you?" The perfect answer is the sacred both and. Amen.